Chapter 3. Starting His Adventure. The little prince found himself near some asteroids, so he began his new adventure by visiting them. He wanted to learn new things. On the first one, there was a king. He was wearing purple and sitting on a throne.
"Ah, here is a subject," said the king when he saw the little prince coming.
And the little prince asked himself, "How can he know who I am if he's never seen me before?" He did not know that the world is easy for kings. To them, all men are subjects. The little prince looked everywhere to find a place to sit down, but the planet was covered by the king's purple robe. So he stood, and since he was tired, he yawned.
"You may not yawn in front of a king," the king said. "I forbid you to do so."
"I'm sorry, I can't help it," said the little prince, feeling embarrassed. "It has been a long trip, and I haven't slept."
"Well then," the king said, "I order you to yawn. I haven't seen anyone yawn in years. Come now, yawn again. It's an order."
"But that frightens me. I cannot yawn anymore," whispered the little prince, now feeling shy.
Replied the king. "Then I order you sometimes to yawn and sometimes to..."
The king seemed confused because he insisted that he be respected, and he never tolerated disobedience. However, since he was kind, all of his commandments were reasonable.
"May I sit down?" the little prince asked shyly.
"I command you to do so," the king answered,
and he made room by moving part of his robe. But the little prince wondered about such a tiny planet. What did this king really rule over?
"Sir," he said, "excuse me for asking, but what do you rule over?"
"Over everything," said the king.
The king pointed to his planet, the other planets, and all the stars.
"Over all that?" asked the little prince.
"And the stars obey you?"
"Certainly they do," the king said. "They obey instantly. I do not permit disobedience."
Such power amazed the little prince. If he had it, he could watch the sunset not 44 times in one day, but 72, or even 100, or even 200 times, without ever having to move his chair. And because he felt a bit sad as he remembered his little planet, he asked the king a favor.
"I would like to see a sunset. Do me that kindness. Order the sun to set."
"I will make the command when the time is right. It is not fair for me to ask it right now."
"When will that be?" asked the little prince.
Said the king, and he looked in a big, heavy book. "That will be about 8:20, and you will see how well I am obeyed."
The little prince yawned again. He was already beginning to get bored, so he decided to leave.
"Do not go," said the king, who was very proud of having a subject. "Do not go. I will make you a minister."
"A minister of what?"
Of justice."
"But there is nobody here to judge."
"We do not know that," the king said to him. "I have not yet toured my kingdom. I am very old, and walking makes me tired."
"Oh, but I have already looked," said the little prince, turning around to look at the other side of the planet one more time. "There's no one over there."
"Then you shall judge yourself," the king answered. "That is the most difficult thing to do. It is much more difficult to judge oneself than to judge others."
"Yes, but I can judge myself anywhere. I don't need to be here."
"Well," said the king, "I believe that somewhere on my planet there is an old rat. I hear him at night. You can judge him. From time to time, you can sentence him to death. His life will depend on your justice, but you will have to pardon him on each occasion because he is, after all, the only rat we have."
"But," replied the little prince, "I don't want to condemn anyone to death, and now I think I will go." But the little prince did not want to upset the old king, so he said, "Sir, if you wish to be obeyed, you should give me a reasonable order. You should order me to be gone by the end of 1 minute." The king did not answer. So, with a sigh, the prince took his leave.
"I will make you my ambassador," the king called out.
"Grown-ups are very strange," the little prince said to himself as he continued on his journey.